Hi folks, Joe Stagnon from Microsoft here with another video in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. In this video, we're going to add search functionality to our website using the Bing Helper object. Now, the Bing Helper object is one of the ones that's not included by default with the release version of Web Matrix. But it's very easy to install. We've already done this if you've watched the video on embedding your own videos in a web page. And to do that, you'll go to _admin. If you haven't already done it, it'll ask you to create a password and then rename a file that it creates for you. We already did that in that previous video that I just mentioned. So here I can go ahead and just log in and note that we've already included, notice these are installed, we've already installed the ASP.NET Web Helpers library. And because we've already installed that, we have this microsoft.web.helpers.dll in our bin folder. Now, if you haven't done that and you try and use the Bing Helper object, you'll get an error message when you try and render the page that says that Bing is not known. So you need to go ahead and go through that step of installing the additional helper objects. Once you've done that, it's really easy to program against. The first thing that I'll do is just specify the site URL. This is what domain Bing is going to search. And because I'm running this on localhost, I'm going to have to provide some other indexable site. So I'm just going to fake it by using my I'm going to fake it by using my blog's URL. So Bing site URL equal msjoe.com. I'm also going to give it a title. You'll see where this appears momentarily. Now I've set up those parameters. And again, if you're going to be searching from all over your website, you might choose to set these properties in the _app_start file, which we'll cover in a video towards the end of this series. Now, there are two ways to use Bing with the Bing Helper object. One is the simple search, and one is advanced search. And simple search is just what it sounds like. We can say Bing search box, and go ahead and run. Now, notice we get the search box here. We can specify, do I want to search MS Joe or the whole web? We'll say, let's just search msjoe.com for web matrix. When I click on search, we'll pop up, open a window, and you can see here the Bing results that show all of the occurrences of web matrix on my blog at msjoe.com. All right, so it couldn't be any easier than that. Another thing we can do is we can use a more advanced method. I'm just going to put a little space in between first search box and the second search box. And the second one, we're going to say Bing dot advanced search box. So and this will allow us to specify a whole collection of parameters. So let's start with the box width. So what's going to happen here is when we use the advanced search box, we're going to pop up a box with the results, so it gives more of an AJAX feel. We can specify colors and such. So let's say box width is going to be equal to 300 pixels. And then result width and height. So we'll set the result width to 600. And the result height, let's set that equal to 500. And we can also set the theme color. So we'll use something that's sort of green, since that kind of matches the layout colors that we've been working with. We can also set the locale. Alright, so we can say locale is English, US. Now if we run, notice here, if I enter that same search term, web matrix, and click the search button, we get a pop-up. And notice that our pop-up, this gives us more of a embedded feel, sort of an Ajax-y experience, but we still get the same result set. So it's just that easy to start to use Bing to add searching to your web matrix site, just with a few lines of code and the inclusion of the Web Helpers Collection version 1.1. ¶¶